Paulina, and I'm so excited to be here with you today on Ancient Principles and Kingdom Authority. Always excited to be here with Rabbi Kurt Landry. But first of all, from both of us to you guys, happy Thanksgiving. We love Thanksgiving as a family. In fact, I think it's like probably one of our favorite holidays.
Yeah.
我们很兴奋今天能和你们一起讨论古老的圣经原则和国度的权柄系列。我总是很高兴能和拉比克兰卓一起。首先，我们俩想先祝你们感恩节快乐。我们全家都很喜欢感恩节，事实上我认为这可能是我们最喜欢的节日之一。家人们，由于这几期古老的圣经原则和国度的权柄系列时间有所拖延，所以拉比和梅根当时录制的时候是还在美国的感恩节的期间。
It is, and I'll share something spiritual with you that comes from an ancient principle, this last, you probably joined us for Sukkot 5784, and you saw that we had all these tables set up, and of course your mom and Sandy and the team here, beautiful tables.
Yeah, amazing job.
Yeah, food over the top, and great worship and message. Everything was just awesome. But the reason is the Lord said, I want to invite you to my table. And I said, Lord, why do you want us to have a table? We do it at Passover. And the Lord, you know, in Psalm 23, it says he prepares a table for us in the midst of our enemies. But this is what, I don't even know if I shared this with you. The Lord said, part of my love language is the Lord's table. And that's part of us as families, the Landrys and the Marcelino, we like to cook. And that's why we do want to say Happy Thanksgiving.
我会和你分享一些属灵层面的东西，这是来自于古老的原则。你可能加入了我们5784年的祝棚节，你在当时可能看到过我们做好了所有桌子的摆设，餐桌上的食物，伟大的敬拜和信息的传递，一切都棒极了。是因为神当时对我说，我想要大家都来参加我的宴席。我当时问神说，为什么你想要摆桌宴席呢？我们在逾越节的时候做过这件事。神说他在仇敌面前为我们摆设宴席。神跟我说，宴席是他爱的语言的一部分。那么其实摆设宴席在我们家也是一样的，我们非常喜欢烹饪，我们想对大家都说一声感恩节快乐。
Here. So today we want to talk about gratitude. And so obviously we've been coming through this season, and I know gratitude is really at the forefront of a lot of conversation. People are making gratitude lists and all of that. So, but what about the words that we speak and how they reflect or don't reflect gratitude? Why does the scripture say that the words of life and death are in our tongue?
所以今天我们要来谈谈感恩。很明显，我们已经来到了这个季节，感恩真的是很多对话的最前沿，人们正在列感恩清单等等。那么我们说的话呢，他们如何反应和不反应我们的感恩之情？为什么圣经说生死的权柄就在我们的舌头上？
In our mouth.
Because your mind has to think the word, and then you speak the word.And as a man thinks, so he is. And so what happens is you think good thoughts, you speak good thoughts, and literally your cortisol and everything starts to drop. You literally, your body will move into healing. That's why praise and worship is absolutely so important to, because what you're doing is you see the words on the screen in your church, and you're singing those words out. And what happens is your body is literally responding to the life of the words. And the opposite, obviously, you speak negative things and it brings in, this is science, it's, you know, it brings in destruction.So yeah, it's this.
因为你的大脑必须思考，然后你才能和一个人说话。所以会发生的是，你认为好的想法，你说出来的也是好的想法，你的身体就会进入治愈阶段。这就是我赞美和敬拜的原因。因为你所做的是，你在教会里需要看到屏幕的歌词，然后你把这些歌词唱出来。发生的事情是，你的身体会对神活的话语做出反应。相反而言，如果你说了负面的话，这就会带来毁灭。
This is a time to be extremely thankful.
I think it's because we covered this in a previous podcast, but it's like in Genesis, it says that we are made in his image and God used words to create. And so our words are also with power. So we shouldn't take them lightly. You've been speaking to us a lot about the words that we speak in these new open doors and how we basically can speak those doors open in a sense. You know, we speak to the gates to open up ahead of us. So, okay, so
所以现在是感恩的很好季节。我们在创世纪中的一个经文中被提到过，他们说我们是按照神的样式被造的，神用他的话语创造了我们，所以我们的话语也有力量。我们不应该对这些事情掉以轻心，特别是我们在5784年涉及到口的年份，在这个新的敞开的门里说的话，我们是对着敞开的大门说话的，让它在我们面前打开。
Everyone, you know, Thanksgiving, we love this time of year. Some people have harder times. Sometimes it's challenging. How do we keep our voice and our mouth coming from a place of gratitude and thankfulness, in like hard seasons? What is like something that you practice? Like it's been a rough day. It's been a rough season, and you don't feel thankful. You feel down.
Yeah.
所以每个人在感恩节的时候，可能会遇到一些艰难的事情，也可能会遇到一些很有挑战性的事情。那么在可能会遇到比较艰难的事情的季节，我们如何让我们的声音来自一个充满感激和感谢的地方呢？我们应该如何练习？比如这是一个很艰难的季节，但是如果你不感恩，你会感到很沮丧。
As you know, in our family, we come to our house and, you know, in Nana's dining room, it's big, it's long table, and I think it sits 14, but there are people in our family that are not there, and quite a few.
Yeah.
And so your mom and I had to adjust when we became the oldest in the family, which we have been for several years, and then some of the younger ones that have passed.That aren't there. So I asked the Lord, I said, emotionally, these empty chairs, which are now being filled with little people.
You're welcome.
Praise God for that. But how do we keep our souls in line with that?
在我们家，奶奶家的饭桌是一个可以坐14个人的长桌，但我们家有很多人是不在那里了。所以当我和我的妻子成为家里最大的孩子的时候，不得不去调整和适应这样的情况好几年。感恩的是这些空椅子现在被更年轻的一代坐满和填补上，感谢赞美神。那么在这里更重要的是，当这些人不在的时候，我们应该如何让我们的灵魂重新连结呢？
And so I'm going to speak into the camera pastorally. This is what we've done and it works, okay?You need to not, like, not talk about the person as if they're not here. Okay, first of all, they're still alive. I'm assuming most of your family is born again. Born again people don't die. They live forever. So they're just on the other side of the veil. But the other side of it is you can bring them to life by telling joyful stories about them that made you feel thankful.Make them a part of the conversation. Bring up the good stories. You know, we have such good stories at Thanksgiving and different things because we like to pull pranks at Thanksgiving. So we and how different ones reacted. But don't openly share because they are. Praise God for the salvation through Jesus Christ.
That's a really hard spot, though. I mean, we've been.
我想对着镜头告诉大家，请你们不要讨论那些已经不在的人的死亡。首先，如果你的家人已经重生，那么他们就不是已经死去，因为重生的人是不会死去的，他们已经得到了永生。你可以通过讲述愉快的故事，让他们再活起来，这会让你很感恩，让他们成为谈话的一部分吧。我们有很多关于感恩节的好故事，因为我们喜欢在感恩节有很多活动，但请不要分享我刚刚提到的去世的人们。赞美神通过主基督耶稣的救恩，让他们都已经重生了。
Been there where it's like that first holiday season without a loved one. I remember even a couple years after a couple people who were been at our table had passed, and I was helping mom set up the table, and I pulled out place cards, and there was a place card for granddaddy.And there was a place card for Brian, and there were like different ones. And I remember just like weeping in that moment because it like hit that they were on the other side of the veil. But I just remember that grief So, but there is a place for us to continue to have gratitude in grief, whether it's the grief of loss or the circumstances. How do we maintain our prayer life when we're not feeling gratitude? How can we reposition ourselves?
这是一个非常困难的时刻，我们也经历过类似的事情。第一个，失去了我们爱的人的假期，我甚至在几年后都还记得。我当时我在帮我妈妈摆桌子，拿出了座位的名片卡，但是有很多人都已经不在了，我还记得那种悲伤。所以在悲伤中，无论是失去的悲伤还是环境的悲伤，我们都有地方继续心怀感激。但是当我们没有感恩之心的时候，如何维持我们的祷告生活？我们又如何重新再定位自己呢？
Yeah, it really is a mindset. And, you know, you enter his courts with thanksgiving and praise. You really have to make a choice. So I'm going to give a very current example.Because people seem to like that. It's real. As you know, we've been going through some real business battles. And you're COO. You know what we've battled. So I come on a Friday, and we were deep in the trenches all week, even on Friday. And normally, I isolate on Friday, and I don't let anybody get near me. But this Friday, the crisis bled into Friday. I get to the service. I'm almost going to say, Pastor Tim, here's my notes. You preach. I can't do this.I mean, I was so down.
是的，这真的是一种心态。你需要带着感激和赞美进入神天上的法庭。你真的必须做出选择。我要来举一个例子。如你所知，我们一直在经历一些真正商业上的征战。你知道，通常我会在周五把自己隔离起来，我不想让有人靠近我。有好几次我到了教会的会堂，我都想说，提姆牧师，你来讲道吧。我现在不行了，这是我的笔记，因为有时候我实在是太沮丧了。
And so what happened is I'm standing to the side, the worship's going, and you almost feel rejected. I'm standing there and I'm looking around the room and there's all these people crying and weeping, the glory, the power's there, and I'm over here dry as a desert.
所以发生的事情是我待在一边，而敬拜正在进行，我几乎感觉到被拒绝。我站在那里环顾这个教会的空间，所有这些人都在哭泣，赞美荣耀归于神，神的力量就在那里，而我却像沙漠一样干燥。
And this is what I did. I said, Lord, in Jesus' nameIt's not a feeling, it's a choice. I choose to leave everything that happened this week behind, and I'm here to worship you. It's Shabbat. Shabbat Shalom, Father. I'm here. I'm going to worship you. And I put my hands out. I still didn't feel anything. Then, literally, the ceiling in an open vision opens. I look into the courts of heaven, and I see three angels, large, 30 feet tall, 15 feet wide, beautiful white robes.
我跟谁说？我选择，请注意，这里是选择，而不是一种感受。这周发生的一切都已经过去了，我是来敬拜的。天父，我就在这里，我要用我的双手敬拜你。但当我张开了双手，却仍然没有感觉到什么。但当时天花板上有一个开放式的异象发生了，我看到了三个天使，大概是有30英尺或者50英尺的样子，他们穿着白袍。
In authority, and I asked the Lord in my head, what am I looking at? I said, you're looking at justice angels, and they're being released to bring justice to the earth. That was a 3-second vision, and I was totally energized and probably did one of the best teachings and anointing I've ever had. People commented later of how special the night was. They don't realize that...when I got there. So what was the principle is I chose to worship and I chose to believe without a feeling because I stated it as a fact.
当时我问神说我看到的这些是什么呢？神告诉我这是公义的天使，他们已经被释放到地上来伸展公义。那是一个3秒钟的异象。看到之后我完全充满活力。并且在那个晚上我可能经历了有生以来最好的教导。人们后来评论说这个夜晚是多么的特别。但是其实当我到那里的时候，大家都没有意识到我的状况。所以我的原则是选择敬拜，选择不带感情的相信，因为我把它说成是事实。
Yeah. I can't, we've gone through a lot of transition, and you've said to me multiple times, not as your employee, but as your daughter, about the power of my choice to forgive, and that forgiveness is in fact a choice and not a feeling. Like, you can still feel upset, but you're choosing to forgive. You're choosing to walk in forgiveness. And
yes,
you really encouraged me to discipline my mindset to think on that which is pure and holy. And so that's what I would encourage those of you who are, maybe you're going through a rough patch. There is always our perspective of things, and it could be as simple as the glass half full or half empty, but we have to focus and choose to think on the goodness of God. And even in the worst of circumstances, we have Jesus, we have salvation. We can focus on what he gave to us. And so
我迫不及待地想经历很多转变。拉比，你对我说了很多次，不是作为你的员工，而是作为你的女儿，关于我选择原谅的力量。原谅是一种选择，而不是一种感觉。你可能仍然会感到不安，但你选择了忘记，你选择了往前走，然后忘记过去的事情。这真的鼓励我训练自己的心态去思考纯洁和神圣的事物。这就是我想鼓励你们中那些可能正在经历一段艰难时期的人。我们总会有属于我们自己的观点，但是我们必须专注于选择留下来，想想神的怜悯，即使在最坏的情况下，我们也有耶稣，我们有救赎，我们可以专注于他给我们的东西。
So no matter what you're going through, I would just encourage you to shift your mindset. And I think when we begin to focus on those things, that praise and that gratitude wells up within us. If you get into the Psalms, you'll see how David was going through major grief, major battle, major turmoil, but when he lifted his voice in praise, it shifts. And it not only shifts it for him, but it shifts the atmosphere.
所以不管你正在经历什么，我鼓励你来改变心态。我认为当我们开始关注这些事情，赞美和感恩，一旦你进入敬拜，你会看到大卫是如何经历重大的悲伤，重大的战争，征战和混乱。但是当他提高嗓门进行赞美的时候，这不仅塑造了他，而且改变了气氛。
Yeah, absolutely. And that's why one of the things that you need to do is when you are in, you know, I've observed this, you know, been doing services for all these years, but you'll see somebody who's really under it and out in the church, and they've got their hands in their head and they're bent over and the worship's going. And literally, I want to go by them as a father, put my arm around them, rub their back and say, son, daughter, just lift your head up and let's join me as we sing together.
Yeah.
Because this, like, that positioning, what it does is it's not establishing who's on the throne. And what it's doing is saying, my trouble, I'm going to focus on my problem right now, even though there's a collective worship. You've got to have a collective worship at some point. In your life, there's that do not forsake the assembly.
Yeah.
There's something about it. Even with us doing some digital worship, it's still very powerful. It's because all the people are still there acknowledging in unity. Doesn't have to be a large number, but just say, you know what? He is the King. He is the Lord. He is the Lord God Almighty, and we're going to worship him.
我有时候在教会聚会的时候会看到教会里的一些人，我会很想以父亲的身份从他们身边走过，搂着他，揉揉他的背，说，儿女，抬起你们的头，让我们一起歌唱。因为就像那个定位，他所做的不是确定谁在王位上，而是让你即使在集体敬拜的环境中，仍然错误的专注在了自己的麻烦和问题上。你必须在你生活中的某个时候有集体敬拜的活动，请你不要停止聚会。其实有时候是线上的敬拜，但仍然是很有力量的，因为所有人都在那里合一认可，不需要很多的人数，但只需要你们一起说，他就是全能的神，他就是王，我们要敬拜他。
Amen, amen. Okay, well, final question for today, for this Thanksgiving season. What is your greatest wish for all of our friends who are part of the Ancient Principles Kingdom Authority family, part of this podcast, during this Thanksgiving and upcoming holiday season? You guys know we've got Hanukkah coming and Christmas and the New Year. Like, it's going to be busy and full. What do you wish for them?
今天的最后一个问题是，请拉比告诉我们，你对所有信奉古老圣经原则国度权柄的朋友最大的愿望是什么呢？
I want you to experience the love of the Father.
我想让你们经历天父的爱。
just a person who seeks after God. And ever since I radically got saved in the bathtub, if you've not read my book, you can get it at KurtLandry.com and where books are sold.
Reclaiming our forgotten heritage.
But the key is I got radically saved in an experience with the love of Jesus. And my prayer for you right now is that you will experience it. It's great to have knowledge. It's great to have great revival and meetings, but it's really about you. It's about you having that experience. And so my prayer for you at this Thanksgiving 5784 is that you would experience the love and the presence of Jesus, that he loves you, that you're special, that you have been created in his image. Think.
我只是一个追求神的人，我从根本上得救是因为我真实的体会到了耶稣的爱。我想对你的祷告是，你也会经历这样神的对你的爱。有知识固然很好，有伟大的复兴也是很棒的，但这是关于你的，你需要经历神。所以我想在这个感恩节为你祷告的是，你要体验到耶稣的爱与你同在。你会体验到耶稣的爱和你同在，他很爱你，是特别的，因为你是按照他的形象被创造的。
Think about it. Think about if you were ever around a newborn child, a son, a daughter, a grandchild, that's special. That's how he feels about you, only 100 times more. You are so special to him. And know that he will never leave you nor forsake you. And know that as you call on the name of Jesus and you're saved, that you will live forever. And you will be reunited with all those loved ones who are not at that table. You're going to be with them shortly.
如果你身边有新生的孩子、儿子、女儿或者孙辈，那是很特别的。神对你也是一样的，并且可能是100倍的。你知道他永远不会离开你，也不会抛弃你。如果你呼求耶稣的名，你就会得救，得到永生。你也会和所有不在那张桌子上的亲人重聚，你很快会和他们在一起。
Amen. Amen. Well, thank you so much for sharing with us today, and thank you so much to all of our family, whether you're watching us online on YouTube or Facebook or
非常感谢拉比今天和我们的分享，也非常感谢今天在线上的所有的观众，神祝福你们平安。